This is CliffCentral.com.
Speaking of which, and our guest is already in the studio, Zamasa actually did the exact same trip I did, and she did in December. So she's not judging me either. She did Hong Kong and Bali.
Zamasa, as someone who is obviously hugely intelligent,
what
do you think?
Far more intelligent than C.
what do you think of my Hong Kong lovebird idea? It's gold, huh? It's okay. There's no copyright infringement. If you want to steal it, you can take it. But what do you think? I mean, that's a win, right?
I hear what you're saying.
I think there's a but.
I guess, go for it, hey? Do what Ben said you gotta do.
As she uses hand gestures galore to suggest certain things that I don't know.
Okay, anyway. All right. So now, in a world that throws countless problems at us on a daily basis, a lot of people always look for solutions to solving their problems. And, you know, we've just come out of this big slump of a sluggish economy. And a lot of the times, a proposed solution to dealing with that kind of situation is to, you know, really ingrain this idea of entrepreneurship in South Africa. And Zamasa, you're joining us here this morning as an entrepreneur, as somebody who's heavily entrenched in that business. We're going to get into all your different accolades at the moment. But yes, let's talk about the idea of people wanting to become entrepreneurs and then people actually successfully becoming entrepreneurs. Because I think the idea of, yes, I'm going to start a business is great, but then how do I translate that into actually implementing it and taking it off the ground?
I think it starts by just acknowledging first and foremost that it's actually just not for everybody.
Which is a tough thing for a lot of people to hear and to admit.
It is not for everybody. And I also want to get one thing straight. Working for a 9-to-5 is not failing. Just as being an entrepreneur is not some form of success either. Mm-hmm. I think you can be successful in whatever it is that you do. And like I repeat again, entrepreneurship is not for everybody.
It just seems to be this fairy tale that people are told to do because it shows your independence and you've got courage.
And you don't have a boss.
Yeah. And it's like, I got my own hours.
I work for myself.
The thing is, not everybody is meant to, for example, work for themselves. Do you understand how hard it is to write your own payslip?
Deep,
you know, and you're literally writing your own payslip or your employee's payslip or whatever the case may be, and it's not for everybody. I'm not fully immersed in it. I literally run my business while still being in my 9-to-5.
Which is what?
My 9-to-5.
Yeah.
I'm currently working at a major financial institution.
Okay.
Yes. In Rosebank, in the legal department.
Oh, jeez, girl. Like, what are we doing with our lives?
It's not that big a deal, trust me.
Yeah, but see, that's exactly why I wanted to get her opinion about my idea.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've got educated and highly skilled in the studio here.
So take advantage of the moment, yes.
But it's tough, honestly, just to get back to what you were saying. And right now, I literally use my salary to literally fund my business, you know, so that my salary funds my business and my bonus is what started the whole business. And I'm very fortunate that I've been able to, over the last 2 years, especially out of the 4 years that I've been running it, really start generating a great profit and all of that. But it hasn't been easy. I mean, I'm still in my 9-to-5.
Mm.
And that is the truth. And when I'm going to leave, I don't quite know. I have a date in mind, but I just think it's really important for people my age or young people to know that you're not a failure if you're a 9-to-5, and you're not a success if you're an entrepreneur. You're a success no matter what you make yourself a success in.
That's true. I just think with the whole entrepreneurial thing is that we're kind of seduced into it, but one thing we never ever realize is how relentless it is. Because when you have a good week and you go, oh, that's so cool, I made so much money than I thought, I'm gonna maybe take Monday off. But the thing is that next bad week is probably the next week, or it's close by, that kind of stuff. So it's this discipline which, you know, you don't get taught that in school. It's an innate quality, I think, as you say. It's not for everyone. Some people do have it. But it's just, I know from, I had a real job once. I had a real job. I had a real job, and I parked in a parking bay with other people, and I got one of those weird slips that some woman I never knew the name of gave to me. And it had numbers and things and whatever. I was paid. I was a salaried employee. And I looked back and I hated it, but it was so fundamentally important because it taught me real world things. And when you're going through a time where you're not entirely sure of yourself, it's kind of cool to chill with the salary for a bit because you can have a couple of days and go get hammered with your friends.
Still get paid.
Yeah.
And you know that salary is coming, come hell or high water.
Exactly. And then I thought, okay,
the debit orders will go off.
Yeah. I thought, okay, well, how hard can it be? I'm making money on the side. That'll be enough in the beginning. And then what I do is I just go from strength to strength.
Mm.
And then you have like a couple of bad months. And now you're going, okay, Jesus, this is quite difficult. Like it's really difficult. But because I had life skills from the corporate, I managed to apply that and obviously find ways of working around it. If you go straight from university or you go straight from, I don't know, some sort of education and you think that's I'm going to open my business, you do actually lack a few of those qualities. And a lot of the thing is also just a bit of humility as well. When you work with people who are very smart and around you and you actually understand your place, like rap music ruins it for us, saying that we're the best in the world on day one.
You mean DJ Khaled ruins it for us?
We're the best.
We're the best.
That's who's to blame.
No, it's terrible. But like something I was interested in chatting to you about. So you've created the corporate canvas.
Yes.
And I think for a lot of people, getting into the job market is hugely daunting. Now, this is something you must have conversations about all the time. And it's about like what's the platform? Like we know like LinkedIn's kind of cool, but if you want to be on LinkedIn Premium, which they always push to be like this thing which can slingshot your career, it's like $400 a month.
It is.
Work out your operating expenses, $400 a month, that's more than gym.
Oh, yeah. Now that you put it...
That's double my gym.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's LinkedIn Premium or whatever it is. So we're always told in school, like, have a CV and there's certain templates out there. But I mean, CVs, you don't know what the employer is looking for. You might think your CV is amazing. It's three pages and it's got this and that. And then a guy's going to look at it and go, this is crap.
Yeah.
And barely read past it. So what you're basically doing is you're creating a platform where people can not only be exposed, and it was obviously shown, but you actually amend CVs. You kind of showcase the kind of things that employees are looking for as well.
100%. So,
that to me straight away seems like it's a different kind of aspect that is worth having.
It is, you know, and I'm just going to go hop on your point of how they just throw it away. So what the inspiration behind it was honestly because I have working for such a huge corporation. I mean, you'll have friends in all departments, legal, finance, HR. And I have a couple of friends in HR and I kid you not, I'm telling you now, anyone who's out there, some of them, if they don't even go past the first page, they just throw it out. Just on aesthetics alone. It is the truth. This is stuff from HR that I can tell you for a fact.
So now when you say aesthetics, is it like a design thing or is it important to have a picture of yourself? Like what are the first like real checkpoints that are key?
It's actually just more about how you lay your CV out. So if you are still having the full page that has your ID and that you're a female and that your health is in order and that you have a driver's license, it's out the door. Your CV is completely out the door. You need to already from the first page have all the most important critical factors about yourself, just staring at them in the face immediately. It's not even about necessarily your name. It's literally from, your name can literally just be in the corner.
Yeah.
Top left-hand corner of the CV. But as long as we have your experience right there and then, ready for them to see, they'll actually consider you.
So really, to have the perfect analogy to this, if you were somebody who is selling an experience, there's no point in you standing there in your lingerie to tease the person. You've got to be there with your boobs out and everything, like ready to go. I must sell myself immediately. I must get straight to the point.
The full thing.
Yeah.
Full Monty.
The whole thing.
The whole Hollywood thing.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well. So you say that you recognize this and being in corporate and how is managing corporate nowadays as a young person in South Africa with facing our realities? Because as you want to go out and you want to do your own things, and in creating this as well, as given everything that you've learned, what do you hope people get out of reading up on the articles on the corporate canvas and learning about you as well?
I think really the main reason why I started the corporate canvas is just so that other young people like myself who are going through a very difficult time in corporate because it's cutthroat.
Mm-hmm.
You will lose your soul. You will lose your soul. It's jeez, not
we are well, not doing corporate.
You think you sell today?
No, it's not a joke.
At least get a parking spot, as Ben mentioned.
if you're lucky these days, you know. It really is a tough world to be in. And so the articles on there are really about how to navigate it, from how to deal with victimization in the workspace, to how to deal with harassment, to how to deal with difficult colleagues, to how to deal with your boss, to how to ask for a promotion and a raise, because it's so difficult to do those things.
Exactly, and understanding your value.
Understanding your value, just knowing who you are within corporate. And we really just have articles on really, really, truly how to navigate yourself as a young professional and just how to grow as a young professional. It is such a tough world out there. To be honest, I actually started the corporate canvas out of experiencing victimization myself. I was 24 years old in a graduate program at a huge corporation, a huge bank. And in my first year, I had a boss who victimized me to the point where I was crying endlessly on a Sunday night up until 1 a.m. because I was so scared to go to work the next morning. Sure. And now I'm 23 and I'm thinking to myself, then I can't be the only person feeling like this. Mm. You know, I can't be the only person feeling like this. And there must be other people
going through. Sadly, you weren't, yeah.
I wasn't, far from it. There must be other people going through what I'm going through. And I actually started this platform where we talk and we engage on these very critical matters as young professionals and as entrepreneurs as well. You know, and that's kind of the solution. That's kind of the problem I'm trying to solve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, on the platform, it's not very easy being a young professional or even a young entrepreneur. I mean, there's so many, talking about entrepreneurship, there's so many articles I've been reading recently about how the psychological effects of entrepreneurship on young people are actually more dire than we think they are.
Sure.
You know?
Well, see, I mean, a lot of people don't ever want to fail. Okay. You know, Will Smith was going on about the whole, you have to fail to succeed.
Mm.
But okay, that's all
your
great.
Will Smith impersonation.
But I mean, like, how do we deal with failure? Is it something that we build from, or is it something that really knocks us down? Because if we don't prepare ourselves for it, you can be completely traumatized by the experience, and there goes your confidence. And you need to be confident to do these things by yourself.
Never mind that. I actually have a friend who just came back from Silicon Valley for the last 3 months, right? And we all know Silicon Valley to be the hub of all things creative. Facebook is headquartered there.
Yeah.
Who else is headquartered there? Uber.
Everyone. Yeah.
Everybody, basically, you know. And I spoke to him on Monday, and he says to me, he's just been in Silicon Valley for the last 3 months. He says, you will not believe the homelessness taking place in Silicon Valley.
Wow, you never hear that word.
What?
Homelessness Silicon taking Valley homeless. People are sleeping under their desks in these startups because funding, cash flow, what are the cases? Apparently, there's two startups that he knows of. One that you all know, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Two that you all know, I won't mention, that he went to go visit and spend some time at. They've both hired security guards, those two startups, to actually go at night, look under the desk to see if no one is sleeping there.
Because people who work there have nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else to go.
Wow.
That's
now, the psychological effect of that.
No, yeah. If you think about how competitive Silicon Valley is, though, kind of makes sense when you hear that the repercussions of being in such a competitive environment is that people have no place to go to at home.
He says there are some startups, famous ones, and not so famous ones as well. You won't believe how many come and go. And it's so cutthroat. It's, okay, you're failing, get out. We need to use this space, this office space. Thanks.
But it's quite an interesting point that when you say competitive, you know, when you talked about how you had this boss who victimized you, is that I reckon, and I'm sure this is kind of the case, this is why it's so imperative that you get information you're dispensing, is that when you get into boss status, you've gone through the ringer, you've been victimized yourself. It's like high school bullying all over again.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about all jobs, and we know in the certain economy, is that it's so competitive, so people believe that you can be replaced the next day.
Mm.
There is 50 of you out there. So when you go into the workplace and you think, ah, I'm going to make a difference, I'm me, they just see you as being one of a number. Same with the startups. It's like, I'll get someone to sleep under the desk. Or there is a general lack of respect for where you are at those lower levels. And that is why this is such a serious thing to be in. But something that I just saw this now on your website as I scrolled down is that you're offering medical aid advice. Financial advice.
Yes.
Again, like, you don't get taught this at school. My girlfriend and I always talk about this. The school curriculum should be, before you leave school, you understand what tax is.
Yes.
You understand how to file it. You understand what a medical aid is. You understand what a hospital plan is. You understand what a savings plan is. You understand what a unit trust is.
You understand what investing means.
But it should actually be something that you are marked on. It's not just some guy coming to school and going, kids, I'll tell you what, the best thing in life is to invest.
And trying to sell you something
at
the end of it.
You forget about that. You need to be tested on this stuff, because when you get into the workplace and you get that first salary, just think when you've made, I don't know, a few odd jobs here and there, you're getting paid in cash. Now if someone's actually putting a lump sum into your monthly account,
yeah, mm-hmm.
you look at that and you think you're a rock star.
Yeah, the first thing you want to do is blow it.
Yeah. Exactly. And
I blew my first salary hard on a flat screen TV.
Exactly. And this and you're someone of good mannered balanced thought, yes. I imagine.
Yes. No, I blew my first salary so hard.
But that's just it, because as soon as we get into this and we're around our peers who, this is how we talk about flat screens, we don't go, well, yeah, tell you what, the dividend on this yield and that kind of stuff.
Exactly, exactly.
So this is absolutely amazing. And maybe this is something you could even take to a school level. You know, is this something that you see, like, how you're going to progress the corporate canvas as well?
Well, what my ultimate dream is right now at the corporate canvas is actually to start. Okay, so there used to be things called finishing schools back in the days where they'd actually teach young girls how to put on their makeup, how to eat with a knife and fork, all of that, like a child's etiquette thing.
Yeah.
I want to 2018-anize that and kind of really take it to schools and actually teach them things like networking, how to hold a conversation with someone more senior than you, how to open an account and actually how to maintain a savings account, how to invest, how to have conversations with your boss, how to dress for work, how to dress for an interview. You know what?
Ooh.
Do you know how many people This will scare you, but I actually want to ask you guys, do you have the perfect answer in 30 seconds if someone were to ask you right now of tell me about yourself?
Well, don't ask Sia that, because it won't be 30 seconds.
It won't be 30 seconds. Well, it'll be 3 hours.
What?
Jeez. Well,
actually, that's good, because that's
I don't think a lot of cases have a perfect answer, how they open up an interview.
Tell me about yourself. And you're already now flawed if you... You're flawed. Most people can't answer that. On the side, for free, I actually offer interview services to students, you know, and you have no idea how many of them. I say, okay, tell me about yourself, and they have nothing to say, or they just wobble, and they're not going to get the job. I'll tell you now.
Because I think for a lot of people, is they're so scared of saying the wrong thing. But, but you must always have a sort of generic, will work in all purposes kind of explanation planned.
Always. And so that's where I want to develop the corporate canvas into this school that kind of just prepares you for corporate life, for networking life, for growing life.
You're going to be rich. You're going to be rich. Like every single touch point I've seen in your websites and how you presented this, this is real stuff that people need.
Thank you.
And that you actually, you're going to be thrown to the wolves if you don't know this kind of stuff.
So what is going to be the next phase as far as the corporate canvas is concerned? Does it need an app? Will there be an app? Or like, how are we thinking here? How big are we thinking of going?
We are actually still thinking about it. So it's been the platform for the last for 2 years. And then we developed the online store, which we offer CV redesign and editing services, cover letter review services, as well as we design rate cards for small business owners.
Oh, that is so useful. That is useful.
Because there's so many people who have side hustles and businesses on the side where just something as simple as a rate card. And we actually offer those services at an affordable price. So we have the online store there available for CVs, rate cards, and cover letters. We want to now, we also have events. We had a big event just last year that was actually sponsored by Mercedes-Benz East.
The Pursuit of Excellence Network Gala.
Yes. So we want to start having more events. But as regarding the more digital side of things, we're still trying to figure it out. I think an app is kind of overdone. I don't think I want to do an app.
Well, it's expensive, and you're looking for a lot of data usage on the end user as well.
Exactly.
So it's not always a fundamental anymore.
So I'm trying to figure it out. I think it's more expanding the online store and adding products that are really, really useful to people.
Well, those networking things, because, you know, when you look at old money in the world, a lot of it stems from old networks.
Yes.
So when you get into a position, you're going to be making money because you're in a silo of excellence. I think a lot of third world countries in general, I think a lot of emerging markets, we don't have that sort of luxury.
No, if you look across,
unless you know, if your dad and your grandfather didn't go to the same school, I mean, you're obviously on the back foot with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you can create these modern networks where people share these skills.
Still happens now. I have a nephew. We're trying to get him into CARES. And we went to CARES the other day and they said, sorry, this is only... And my husband went to CARES.
Yeah.
And so it's my husband's nephew. And they were like, sorry, there's only space for sons and siblings. Mm.
Yeah.
So nephew doesn't quite cut it.
In 2018. They were like, no, sorry.
All right, guys, well, we're going to wrap it up. This hour has flown by. Zamasa, I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited about the fact that, you know, people have, I mean, you're young. We can use the word young. I'm still technically young.
But don't take that away from her. She's young. That's why she was a game changer, top 40 and game changer.
No, we didn't even get into accolades.
Hey, now.
But the whole thing is that you are seeing how you would like people not to go through the same experiences you had. And you're imparting this. And, you know, I wish you all the best. And I'm almost certain this is going to be a great business for you as well.
Thank you. God willing.
So there'll be a time when we get you back in here where you won't have and corporate job on the side. Because this is it. I really do.
God willing.
Listen, one of the daily stories that we're used to hearing in this country is the high unemployment rate among young people. So, you know, if you have a way of making your way onto the corporate canvas.co.za, log on to there. Maybe that will serve as a starting point for you to figure out exactly how to get that job that's been evading you.
I mean, if I found this 10 years ago, I probably wouldn't be here.
Right.
This is CliffCentral.com.